tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's December 16th, 2024, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. It's been a busy weekend for Tesla news, but not in a good way. Tesla is reported to be buffing Foundation Series badges off of Cybertrucks in order to be able to sell them as regular trucks. Tesla's turning some of its Foundation Series Cybertrucks into regular Cybertrucks to sell them and sending hundreds of U.S. Cybertrucks to be homologated in Canada as it struggles to sell the vehicles that it's already built in the U.S. Foundation Series trucks were the first Cybertrucks produced and meant for reservation holders. Tesla added $20,000 to the price and bundled a bunch of features and accessories together for the Foundation Series. In October, Tesla switched production to regular Cybertrucks, which are cheaper, but we now learn that Tesla is still stuck with many of its original Foundation Series trucks. The automaker is now planning on de-Foundation Series some Cybertrucks, according to a source familiar with the matter and documents obtained by Electrek. On top of the $20,000 bundle of features and accessories that Tesla is adding to the Foundation Series Cybertruck, the vehicles also have special laser-etched badging outside of the vehicle and foundation badging inside the dash. Tesla is sending the Cybertrucks to service and collision centers across the U.S. to have those removed in order to sell them as regular Cybertrucks for $20,000 less. Sources familiar with the matter also confirmed that Tesla plans to modify more than 800 Cybertrucks to homologate them for the Canadian market and ship them to Canada, where Tesla believes they have a better chance to sell them. All these efforts are putting more pressure on Tesla's service and collision center workforce, resulting in longer wait times for owners. Now, if that were the only bad news for Tesla over the weekend, that would be plenty, but there is still more. Tesla's reported to be having a major issue with its self-driving computer inside its new cars. The problem is linked to a new version of Tesla's Hardware 4, sometimes called AI 4, onboard self-driving computer. Internally, some refer to the new version as AI 4.1. The computers are short-circuiting. The cause is still being investigated, but one source told Electrek that one of the possible causes is the low-voltage battery short-circuiting the computer during the camera calibration process. Tesla drivers are reporting computer failures after driving off with their brand-new cars over just the first tens to hundreds of miles. Wide-ranging features powered by the computer, like active safety features, cameras, and even GPS navigation and range estimations, fail to work. Insider sources told Electrek that the problem is quite wide-ranging, affecting vehicles built over the last few months with the new computer. Two sources said that Tesla is currently receiving a high number of complaints about the issue and has yet to release a service bulletin about it. One source says that Tesla service is being told to play down any safety concerns related to the problem to avoid people believing their brand new Teslas are undrivable. The issue arose at the end of the year when Tesla was trying to deliver a record number of vehicles to avoid an entire year down in deliveries, the first time in over a decade that Tesla has failed to grow year over year. Now, it's unclear if Tesla has reported the issue to the NHTSA despite the fact that the broken rearview camera goes against federal safety regulations, which may force a recall. At the moment, the main remedy being discussed is a computer swap, but Tesla is also looking to push a software patch to help temporarily. Tesla service is currently being overwhelmed by the issue, and Tesla's pushing service appointments to next year. Now, we also want to include Electrek's take here. This is obviously written by Fred Lambert, our editor-in-chief. He says, "I'm not hating here. This is a significant issue that customers should be aware of. It's significant enough that several insider sources decided to reach out about it, and many customers are complaining about the issue." The top comment here by FC that's liked by five people so far, "I've actually seen several posts on the Model Y subreddit in the past month where people have experienced this failure. One guy's post I read said he had the computer replaced, went to pick it up, and as he was leaving the parking lot, the new one failed. He had no camera views, no parking distance estimators, no autopilot. The car was only a few weeks old. The second replacement computer has held for the last 2 weeks, the last I read." So obviously, big issues facing Tesla and big issues facing the entire EV auto industry coming up in 2025. That's thanks to this guy. The Trump transition team has fleshed out its plan to destroy the U.S. EV market. That's again written by Fred Lambert, who reports that Reuters has obtained documents from the Trump transition team and released reports based on them. They now obtained some of their plans for the electric vehicles. Trump reportedly is looking to cut the federal EV tax credit, federal funding for charging stations, and move it to secure battery materials. Incoming U.S. President Donald Trump's transition team is recommending sweeping changes to cut off support for electric vehicles and charging stations and strengthen measures blocking cars, components, and battery materials from China, according to a document seen by Reuters. A lot of the $7.5 billion funds for charging stations have already been allocated, and it could prove difficult to divert those funds to other projects. The documents make the battery materials, quote, a national defense issue. Taken together, the recommendations are a stark departure from Biden administration policy, which sought to balance encouraging a domestic battery supply chain separate from China with a rapid EV transition. The transition team would direct money now flowing to building charging stations and making EVs affordable into national defense priorities, including securing China-free supplies of batteries and the critical minerals to build them. The Trump transition team also plans to put tariffs on parts and batteries from all countries and associate them with Chinese allies. Whether or not that does anything to stop Americans from buying electric cars remains to be seen. It's certainly not stopping the rest of the world, and that includes China. BYD, of course, China's largest automaker, has already built 1 million EVs in 2024 as annual sales of the brand's vehicles soar. According to a WeChat post from the Xi'an High-Tech Industries Development Zone Administration Committee on December 13th, BYD's largest EV production facility in China hit the 1 million build mark for the first time ever. The facility is located in Xi'an, the Shaanxi province of northwest China, and has been in operation for 20 years. And I apologize to every Chinese listener just enduring my butchering of that language. I apologize profusely. I'll try better next time. BYD's largest production facility operates four EV assembly lines simultaneously, capable of producing 4,000 to 4,400 vehicles per day. That's more EVs than some OEMs make in a month. In 2022, the Xi'an region produced 1.02 million NEVs, that includes hybrids and plug-in hybrids, and BYD's production lines contributed 995,000, or 98% of that total. This year, BYD has already built over 1 million NEVs at its Xi'an plant alone, and that doesn't take into account vehicles built at its eight other production facilities around China. And even that fails to mention foreign production footprints in operation or under construction around the world, including Brazil, Hungary, India, Indonesia, Turkey, Uzbekistan, and of course, an EV production facility right here in California. CN EV Post points out that BYD is expecting to see its annual EV sales exceed 4 million units for the first time in 2024 and has the production bandwidth to support that growing demand. Better still, the Post said that BYD's EV production and operation in Xi'an is only phase one, and there are plans for a gradual expansion to a second phase, increasing its EV production capacity even further. We may not see BYD EVs in the U.S. anytime soon, but new models will continue to be sold all over the world as the Chinese automaker appears determined to become the world's largest automaker. So what does that mean? That means that American policies about EVs are not going to impact the rest of the world as dramatically as Trump and his team might hope. And it's certainly not going to impact American and North American fleet buyers when they see that the total cost of ownership, even without incentives of a vehicle, is going to be better for an EV versus diesel. And one such company that discovered that is Labatt Breweries. They placed the single largest order for Volvo VNR electric trucks in the history of Canada. Labatt Breweries joins companies like Home Hardware and McDonald's in putting the Volvo VNR electric semi-trucks to work, leaning on the capabilities of the truck's 565 kilowatt-hour batteries to easily deliver on Labatt's 50 to 110 kilometer delivery routes, often without the need to top off the big battery. When they do need to recharge, they can do so at Labatt's own privately developed on-site charging infrastructure, conveniently located at the very distribution centers the trucks service. The big over-the-road Volvo trucks can recharge from 10 to 80% in under 60 minutes on a DC fast charger. That kind of capability, coupled with a lower total operating cost and reduced downtime for maintenance when compared to diesel, makes the switch to electric an easy choice. And that's being noticed by other fleets throughout Canada as well. Quote, "We have seen increasing demand for battery electric vehicles in Canada, particularly Ontario and Quebec, helping customers make progress towards their decarbonization goals by adopting BEVs." That's according to Matthew Blackman, Managing Director of Canada Volvo Trucks North America. "We are proud to support Labatt's leadership in sustainable transportation solutions and their commitment to minimizing the environmental impact with their zero tailpipe emission trucks." Now, finally, you know, we like to end these shows talking about the grid, talking about the environment, talking about sustainability. Today is no different. And Wisconsin's most powerful solar farm has just gotten the go-ahead. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin has approved Vista Sands Solar Farm, which will become the most powerful solar farm in the state. Doral Renewables' Portage County project will be the most powerful solar farm in Wisconsin and among the most powerful in the U.S., generating nearly 1.3 gigawatts of electricity, enough clean energy to power more than 200,000 homes. Vista Sands is expected to generate about 2.1 million megawatt hours annually, taking around 2 years to build the solar farm. Doral is leasing about 8,500 acres of private farmland, and when the leases are up, the land will return to its owners. The project comes with a $1 billion price tag, but will generate about 500 construction jobs and create 50 permanent positions once completed. On top of that, it's set to deliver big benefits to the local community, with utility aid payments expected to bring in more than $6 million a year to Portage County and the municipalities hosting the solar farm. That's all I've got for today, December 16th. Be sure to like and subscribe so you get to close out the year with all the latest news from Electric.